All right, it is time for the Bagpipe Brothers to get into our little game playing thing here. We call it "Are You Smarter Than a Romper Rumor?" And Giddens has got the last
one. We changed the name.
Oh Lord!
It's Eres más inteligente que un cuarto de huevos.
Wait, I win 5 weeks in a row.
Oh no, you're the only one that's got. I'm muted. David muted himself.
David's the only one, or I'm the only one that can talk. David has muted you, even though I'm the one that read him the Spanish.
I don't know why I got muted.
All right. Bauman, you want to try that again?
Why am I still muted?
Bauman, you want to try that again?
Yeah.
Give it to me in something that I can understand. I don't care.
All that was, are you smarter than a romper room?
I don't care.
In Spanish.
In Spanish. I don't care. We have a subject that is called English.
Yeah, we have a Spanish one now.
No, we don't.
There's actually a lot of languages.
I will not. No, I'm sorry. Not in this show.
Sorry.
The only one language
my show,
here.
Hey, my show, my ball, my court, my rules.
Who's going first?
Who do you think is going first? He's going to go last, too, when it comes to eating.
First grade geography.
What do you call a deep valley with a river running through it?
What do you call a deep valley with a river running through it?
Yes.
I can answer that if he can't.
First grade geography?
Yes. To get extra points.
Yes.
A deep valley with a river running through it.
Come on, Giz. This is an hour show now. It's not even that long. If you don't know it, say it.
A deep valley.
Don't take all this time and then say the right answer.
I don't think I know it.
Okay, well, give us an answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on.
It's not a lake. I know that.
I can answer it. He said lake.
Okay, what are you going to say?
Canyon.
Yeah.
Think of the Grand Canyon.
With a river.
The Grand Canyon has a river.
The Grand Canyon was done by waters. Got the, what is it, the river?
Colorado River.
I thought a canyon was dried up.
No. You can go to the Grand Canyon right now and see the Colorado River down at the bottom of it.
No. Well.
All right. So I'm up 1-0.
No.
Because I answered that.
No, don't count, baby. No.
First grade geography.
What do we call a narrow strip of land that connects two larger land areas?
A narrow strip of land.
Yes, that connects two larger land areas.
It's got to be a strait.
No.
Wait a minute. I was going to say, I know it's not right, but I was going to say, oh, Lord, what is it? A canal.
Isthmus.
That's water. You get canyon, I get isthmus.
Isthmus.
Do you see how this
Spanish?
Is
that a Spanish word?
This is rigged.
That's it rigged. I would have gotten the right.
Why is Bauman all of a sudden catering to you? Are you giving him some? Are you giving him some food or
how
something?
How is he catering me?
Come on, second grade question.
All right, what do I normally say for second?
I think
second grade history. Yeah.
What country is directly north of the United States?
What is that? How's that history?
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought he said geography.
That's history.
That's a history question?
Yes.
Second grade history question?
What country is directly
north of the United States? That'd be Canada.
Yeah.
The North Pole.
Greenland.
Is that history?
Don't ask me. I don't make the rules.
Is Canada changing something soon we didn't know about?
Anyway, give me second grade science. Let's get away from it.
What do you call animals that sleep during the day and are awake at night?
I know this, and I can't think of the name of it. I can't think of the name of it. I'm not going to take an hour like Giddens. Just curse me down for being wrong, I guess. I know it, and I just can't.
Nocturnal.
Nocturnal, thank you. It's kind of like being left-handed, right-handed. What is that called?
Ambidextrous.
Not ambidextrous, ambidextrous.
I said ambidextrous.
All right, what you want next?
Third grade science.
What galaxy do we live in?
We live in the Milky Way.
Yes.
This is so easy for him. This is set up for winning and failing.
It's rigged. It's rigged. Just like the NBA draft.
It's cheated.
Gong, David.
Oh, third grade English.
What is the opposite of bright?
Dim.
Good enough.
Dull.
Well, Dark. Okay, I was going to say dim.
But something that starts with a D.
Yeah, damn.
All right, Gittins.
I'm lost.
You only got and fifth grade.
Fourth grade English.
What do we call words that sound the same but have different meanings?
Ooh, I know that one.
What do we call words that sound the same but have different meanings? The word that's coming to my mind is not right, and I know it's not right.
What is it? Go on and say it.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get it wrong, but...
Well, you ain't got an hour.
It's the only thing that's coming to mind.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1
It's not onomatopoeia. I know it's not.
Acronym.
Nope.
No, it's not an acronym.
Homophone.
Homophone. Homophone. Yeah. Yeah, because it's... Well, I'm not going to say
don't
that.
Don't say that. Acronym. I knew it wasn't acronym.
No, what is the one I'm trying to think that's kind of like acronym that
synonym?
Maybe...
Synonym?
No, it's got the same meaning but sounds different, maybe. Hey, that's what I was trying to think of, and I can't think of the name of it either.
Acrophone.
No.
What you going here now, David? You got fourth and fifth grade.
Let's go homophone.
You already did English.
What have I got left? I got fourth
math
grade.
And math and history.
Give me history.
Fourth grade history?
Yeah.
Who was the leader of the Soviet Union during World War II?
God. During World War II, is that Stalin?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at that.
Is usually, it tied up now?
Yeah, he usually questions himself when he does that like he did with the Louisiana Purchase.
Yeah.
It's not a Louisiana Purchase.
So it's all tied up, 2-2
Yep, down to math, fifth grade.
Uh-oh.
What is 1/2 + 3/10
1/2 + 3/10 And I got to get it in the most condensed fraction, right? So 1/2 + 3/10 that'd be 5/10 + 3/10 would be 8/10 Simplified is going to be 4/5 is the answer.
Correct.
Or 80%. That's what I was going to say. Now, here comes what is the square root of the hypotenuse of the isosceles triangle?
What's 4/5 of 20?
4/5 of 20 would be 16.
Correct. So we're tied up.
Uh-oh. Now we get the Spanish questions.
No.
You want to go? Which category y'all want to go into?
Let's go math.
You already did math. I only have fifth grade.
Well, we already did all of them. I'm saying let's redo math.
You normally just pick random.
Yeah, it don't matter.
All right, Gittins. What is the force that slows a rolling ball on the ground?
What is a force that...
What is the force that slows down a rolling ball on the ground?
I don't know that I know that.
That slows a rolling ball on the ground.
Yes. Five, four, three, two, one.
Polar opposite force. I don't know.
I was going to say gravity, but I know that's not right.
Friction.
Friction.
For the win.
Yep.
Let's see.
To break the losing streak.
Here comes some kind of Spanish bad bunny question.
What trading system connected Asia, Europe, and Africa?
You've got to be out of your ludicrous mind. Say that again.
What trading system connected Asia, Europe, and Africa? Well known, David.
Well, not to me.
I think I know it, actually.
I don't go to Asia, Africa, or where?
Asia, Africa, and Europe, all connected by this trade route.
I've done none of those. So, let's see. I just throw it out there. How about... Wait a minute. It's coming to me.
What?
It's coming to me.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1
I'm going to say, because I know the Spanish one of these. I can't think of the name of it, but I know it because I've seen it on English TV before.
The Silk Road.
That's what I was going to say.
All right, another question, quick. Let's go.
I was actually thinking like silk market route, but silk. Would I have gotten that, or were you giving it to me if I said silk?
No.
Man, come on.
What document officially ended World War I?
What document officially ended World War I?
Yes.
Was it the Treaty of Versailles?
Yes. All right, David, here you go.
Go on and give him the win. I know you gave him the answer, so go on and give him the win. Nobody in his family was around for that.
I have older, here,
come on, David.
Older is it, ancestors.
Come on, David. This is.
Oh yeah, here it comes.
What mountain?
You're range? You're already laughing about it.
What mountain range is home to Mount Everest?
I don't know.
Oh, I think I know.
I'm going to say the Himalayas.
Yes.
Yo, come on. We're supposed to be done with the game now.
You didn't think I knew that, did you?
And I knew you knew it. You had a wry smile on your face.
Which U.S. state, Giddens, has the longest coastline?
Which U.S. state has the longest coastline?
I think I know that.
Ooh, this feels tricky.
Longest coastline, Giddens.
Come on. You did the 5-4-3-3-1 thing on me. Let's go. You got one of two that it can only be. And don't say it if he don't get it, because I think I know it. Come on, Giddens.
There's an obvious answer, and then I feel like it's not that one.
All right, just say the one you think it is. Come on. We got to get going.
Yeah, we got our show, Giddens.
Yeah, come on.
I'm going to say it's Alaska.
Yes. All right.
I was going to say Alaska first, yeah. But people might say that California would be, but if you took Florida's both sides, I bet their coastline is longer than California's.
Yeah.
Second was Florida.
I was thinking...
Second was Florida?
You want to think California first, right, but I thought it's probably Alaska.
Yeah. All right.
What is the capital of Virginia?
Hell, I don't know. No, is it Blacksburg?
No.
No.
It's Richmond.
Yes.
Richmond. I knew it was either Blacksburg or Richmond one. So
Giddens wins again 5 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Fear the thumb.
You know, when you get five questions and the cohort gives you the answer to those five questions.
If he gave me the answer, we wouldn't have gone to overtime.
And the other dude don't have any. He has to think of them from 45 years ago being in school.
It feels like I went to school that long ago, too.
So Giddens, eres más inteligente que un carto de huevos.
Ah, yes.
We will be back with the crew next week. There will be no Spanish.